Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women, and today we're going to talk business. Because more and more women are becoming entrepreneurs, the number of women-owned businesses has increased 57% since 1997 and continues to grow. Those represent 8.6 million firms, and they generate more than $1.3 trillion in revenue and employ nearly 7.8 million people. And that's those stats are from American Express. My guest today is Kathleen Gage, who I've taken many courses with for developing my business, including how to get an Amazon bestseller book, which I did following her format. My book went to number one in six categories and number 17 overall in a one-day sale of my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. So I know Kathleen delivers and taken many of her courses, so I highly recommend her, and I'm very excited to have her today. She's a no-nonsense, common-sense speaker, author, product creation specialist, and owner of the highly successful company Power Up for Profits. Kathleen is known for cutting through the fluff and helping people to leave their sob stories behind. And women, we need to do that so they can stop focusing on the past and start looking towards the future. She speaks and teaches about what she believes are the core elements of a successful life: accountability, integrity, honesty, and living with passion and hope. At the age of 25, she was homeless without a college degree. No direction, no focus, no true purpose. She wondered if she'd ever find a use for her life. And following a spiritual awakening, she decided it was time to do something with her life and come out of hiding. Started an upward trajectory over 30 years ago, leading to the creation of her first company, Street Smarts Marketing, in 1994. The Kathleen Gage pulls back the curtain on how to live your message, live with integrity, and have the courage to come out of the shadows into your power. You can check out her website at www.powerupforprofits.com for more information. She has a new book out called The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing, Power Up for Profits. So welcome, Kathleen, to Voices of Women.
Chris, it's great to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I loved listening to the whole format for the radio program, how you're really empowering women and helping them to take their message out to market. I love it.
Yes, well, and you're living proof. I mean, you do what you say. You live your message. You live with integrity. And so I just want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
But you were homeless at 25. What did you do? What did you do to take those first steps out of despair? I mean, you know, being homeless, a woman all alone, you know, that's getting down to the bottom. What led
you
to your path?
It is. Well, it's interesting. I thought you were going to say, what did you do to become homeless? I could spend the whole day on that. But really what I did to become homeless was I made really bad choices and I had really bad thoughts and just went into this whole victim mentality. It was after a divorce. So I basically ended up without a roof over my head. I became unemployable. Today I'm unemployable in a whole different way. It's because I'm too creative now. But back then, what I did is I actually had the opportunity to come across a book that changed my life. And the book is called The Magic of Believing. And then the next book I found was by Wayne Dyer, Your Erroneous Zones. And I remember reading The Magic of Believing, reading the information and saying, wow, this is just amazing, because it was like a whole new world had been opened up to me. And yet there was a part of me saying, well, that's good for other people, but not for me. And little by little, level, I found my way to those people who could help me to raise my consciousness, if you will. And at that time, I didn't even know what the word consciousness meant. And today, that's a part of what my vocabulary is. But it was not an overnight change that happened. A lot of it was I had to really look at what my own thoughts were, my beliefs and my actions, and the people I surrounded myself with. And over time, I remember... Actually, this is something I haven't really shared with anybody, but one of the first jobs that I got after I started getting my life together was I was working with somebody who was a landscaper, and I would actually dig the holes for her to put in the piping for water sprinkler systems. And I was making $10 an hour, which at that time was a lot of money. And I remember just, you know, how good it felt to be doing an honest day's work and really turning my life around. And, you know, I have never shared that with anybody. But so I, you know, I was willing to do manual labor, and I was willing to do whatever it took to get me off of the streets and to get a roof over my head. One of the first places I had after that experience was about a 300 square foot little studio apartment that was in the basement of a house. And I remember just thinking, wow, I've got a roof over my head. And so that was really where things started changing for me.
Well, there's something about, you're talking about digging, there's something about working with the earth, with the ground, you know, that can be very healing.
Absolutely. And now I love gardening. It's like I have several flower gardens that I've started, and I thought, wow, I've got a pretty obsessive personality. Instead of just having one flower garden, I've got five or six of them, and it's like, you know, they're real pretty when they're groomed, but that's a lot of work. But you're right, digging in the dirt, there's something very healing about it.
Well, you say, so I want to get into this, what this means to you. Live your message, live with integrity, and have the courage to come out of the shadows into your power. What does that mean for you?
Well, it means exactly what I just shared with you, that there was a part of my life for a long time that I wouldn't share with people because I thought they either wouldn't approve of what my past was about, or they wouldn't like that I had been on the streets at one point. And I remember when I first started my business, I was actually embarrassed by the fact that I didn't have a college degree. And I remember always looking over my shoulder thinking, one day somebody's going to find out. And what was interesting is when I finally shared it with somebody, they said, my gosh, you've accomplished what you've accomplished without a college degree. That's amazing. And so what I found was the shame that I had around who I thought I was really was my own shame. It had nothing to do with what reality was. And granted, when we start sharing our story of who we are, there are going to be some people who don't like who we are, and yet there's going to be a whole tribe of people who will really appreciate and respect who we are and the journey that we have gone through. You know, a great example is in probably every family. I don't know too many families that are not impacted by somebody who maybe has a drug or alcohol problem. And it's amazing how many people keep that a big secret. But then when you start sharing that with people, they go, oh, yeah, I have a brother, or I have a cousin, or I have an uncle, an aunt. And then all of a sudden you find that you have a bond with somebody rather than a separation. And when we stand in our truth, we tend to attract people who can resonate with our message.
Oh, so true. And surrounding yourself with people who will support you. I think that's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do you tell people, how do they know if they're living their message fully or hiding out? What are the signs that you pick up on
people? If you have to remember what you've been saying, and it's like, okay, what story did I tell to this group of people? What story did I tell here? Instead of just, you know, day in and day out being who you are, regardless of what environment you're in. I know that the work environment has changed dramatically to where now we can be who we are in our work environment and not have to have a separation of, well, I'm one person at home and I'm one person in business, and that we can really be our authentic self. And I think the word authentic has been a bit overused, but it's being transparent. It's being really walking the talk, walking the walk and the talk that we say is our truth. For example, somebody who, let's say that they are an inspirational speaker and they never share that they have tough times in their life and they act like, you know, it's always a bed of roses. I would tend to believe that that person may not be living a complete truth, because we're humans. We have human experiences. We have human emotions. I was sharing with a couple of friends today. I had a couple of different conversations about, you know, sometimes you just wonder, am I doing the right thing? You just have that question. And both of them said, you know, I've gone through that too, where I sometimes wonder, am I doing the right thing? Well, in the past, I wouldn't have wanted to share that with people, because I would have wanted them to think that I'm always in a good mood. And what I realize is, when you do that, that's a big burden you put on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, because we all have our days. And actually, it's very helpful to know, to share our failures, because people learn from them. You know, just like you sharing how you'd been homeless, it makes it like, hey, here's a person who's homeless. Look what she has built. I can do it too.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, because it also, when we go through certain experiences, for example, I went through the experience of caretaking my mother until she passed away about a year and a half ago. And when I share that with people who are also going through it, there's a bond that we have, that if you've walked a path, whatever that path is, and other people are walking that path, or they've walked the path, there's an alignment with the relationship that you build. It's like, oh, I really understand. Just today, I had a few messages from people who said that they're going through the illness of a parent, or one woman, her brother was just diagnosed with a certain kind of cancer, and she said, I'm sorry, but I can't do what I said I was going to do. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, I really get it. I understand, and family is first. And so I think for me, with these experiences, I've become much more compassionate than in the past. I think life experience gives us compassion. And yet it also holds us to task, because when people say how tough it is to, say, build a business, and yet they're not rolling up their sleeves and giving it 100%, there's things that I can do to work with them to say, wait a minute, I think that you're really shortchanging yourself, and you're fooling yourself to think that you're doing everything you can do. But let's look at this, and let's pull back the cover.
Yes, and it, I know, it is hard work, and we're going to get into that more. This is Chris Nanus. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more on this topic with Kathleen Gage.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I am talking with Kathleen Gage, who's the author of Power Up for Profits. So we were just talking about really being conscious of living our message and being transparent and honest and everything. So, and you mentioned before too about conscious business and so let's talk about that. What does it take to run a conscious business and what people need to do to really, you know, it's a different way of thinking about doing business.
You know, it is, and it really starts with the space of serving, and which, you know, we can forget that at times when we think about just making the money. But it really is starting from that space of how can I serve my market and how can I make the world a better place in as small of a part of the world that we deal with or as large as. And a great example, there was something on Facebook the other day. And I happen to have a lot of rescue animals, and one is a pit bull. And there was a pit bull who had been severely abused, and they posted it on Facebook. And I immediately went over and made a donation for the caretaking of this dog. And I put a message out to people, and I said, if you can find it in your heart to help out. And my business is a direct it's a direct link to those causes that I believe in. One is elderly care and really making sure that our elders are taken care of, and another one is for the protection of animals. And so conscious business is about having more than the goal of making money. Now, the goal of making money is important because the more money we make, the more we can do in in the other parts of our life and really help other people. But it's also about having integrity in the way we do business. It's about following through on agreements. And a great example I use is when people are saying, well, I'm not getting business, I'm not making money, yet they're trying to get everything for free that they possibly can. They're not willing to invest in their own business. And right there, there's a disconnect, because if you expect people to pay you, you should expect to pay people for their services. So that's one way we can look at how conscious am I being in my business. It's also about looking at the energy of money and what it can do for our business, what it can do for our community, and what it can do for our lifestyle. When I was caretaking my mother, I really believe that because every day I prayed and I said, okay, God, and some people call God universe, higher power, source, but every day I would pray and I'd say, give me the strength to do what I need to do today and show me what I need to do. And there were days that all I wanted to do was pull the covers over my head and just say, make it go away. But I knew that my mother was relying on me for her basic needs. And so in that way, I really was able to use my business as the vehicle that allowed me to do other things besides just do business. So conscious business is really having an awareness that we can impact change in the world. And again, regardless of how small that world is or how large that world is.
Yeah, and so it also involves like understanding what your gifts are, so what your service is, and truly mm-hmm. become aware of, well, what do you feel passionate about to bring that into your business? And you might need to tweak or you know, revitalize your business or rethink, well, what is my product? What is my service?
Right. And you know, that's an ongoing process. I don't think we figure it out and then yahoo, for the rest of our life, we've got it all made in the shade. When I first started my business in 1994, I actually started as a corporate trainer. I was working with companies like AT&T, GTE, the U.S. Marine Corps, the L.A. Sheriff's Department, and I got a contract with a seminar company where all the clients were corporate clients. over the years, I've redefined who I am and I've redefined who I do business with. And now I work primarily with solo entrepreneurs who are authors, speakers, coaches, and consultants. And I'm even getting more defined as I've been doing my current book launch for Power Up for Profits. That what I really love doing is helping people to package their information into books and information products and doing really strategic launches. And we're not talking, and you had mentioned about the Amazon launches. Mm-hmm. I used to be one of five people that taught that, and I was very good at it. And over the years, the model has changed. And so now it's a much more long-term process. And I love teaching people how to do interviews, how to be in front of a camera, how to really get out there and look for those guest blogging opportunities, and really how to gain visibility in front of the market that wants their book and would appreciate it, or their message, I should say.
Well, let's talk about developing, the way to develop your message, because I'm sure there's lots of people out there that have felt I have a message, but I'm not getting the business.
Well, the first thing they have to do is get really honest about how much effort they're putting into getting the business. Running a business using the internet is like running a business with a brick and mortar building. You have to run it like a business, and you have to put effort into being organized. You have to put effort into growing it in a way that you can get a support team. You have to know where your limitations are and where you excel. It used to be they said what you need to do is take your weaknesses and build on your weaknesses and turn them into strengths. Not necessarily true. I have a weakness where my weakness is I'm not technologically savvy. I'm not good at putting websites up or blogs up. I'm good at posting on them, but in knowing that, I go out and I find the people that can help me to have a good presence online with the technical stuff. So it's knowing my weakness and saying, okay, I'm not going to spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to figure this thing out, or months and months and months. I'm going to find somebody that can help me to get to the end result sooner. Another thing that I always encourage people to look at is, how are you spending your day? Are you, many people, they'll spend hours in Facebook thinking that they're being productive, and at the end of the day, they've really gotten nothing done other than posting recipes and posting, well, now I'm going to the grocery store. And, that is not an effective use of your time if you're trying to build a business. So it's really learning about marketing. It's learning about promotions. It's learning about your industry. It's partnering with people in your industry. It's gaining visibility. And some of the ways that you can gain visibility, again, would be through writing articles. There's plenty of locations that you can post articles to position your message and your point of view. Another thing would be having a blog and blogging on a regular basis. Another thing would be to go to conferences that are specific to your industry. Another thing would be that you would use social media, but use it effectively for your niche market. A great example, I was working with a dentist who, he was thinking of teaching other dentists how to build their practices because he was in the top 3 percentile of dentists in the entire United States. And as we were looking for locations for him to reach his market, I found a forum that has hundreds of thousands of dentists that is dental specific. And most people don't even know that forum exists because they're not in the dental industry. And there are forums for, like myself, I have a pit bull dogs. There are forums for health and nutrition. There are forums for just about anything that you can think of, you can find your market there. So it's really being conscientious about what you're doing and being strategic about what you're doing.
Yes, and that takes me to there's a part of your book, I think at the end, you talk about a successful mindset. And so I'm curious if you could share what the steps to create that. It could be helpful for our audience because, a successful mindset is needed no matter what you do in your life, whether it's for business or just your life in general. Having this mindset is so needed.
Absolutely. And a lot of it, and this really is what I can use as my jumping off point from when I went from being homeless to where now I have a really nice lifestyle. One is looking at the resources that we avail ourselves to, books, CDs, back then it was cassettes, and the people we surround ourselves with, very important. Also, what are we watching on TV? I know sometimes I get sucked into some of those drama shows, and it's really interesting. I can tell when I've watched too much of that kind of TV because my thinking, I get into what I call stinking thinking. So it's really looking at what our focus is. I find that writing a gratitude list really helps. This morning, actually, before I got out of bed, I was going through a whole list of, okay, what do I have to be grateful for? Because whatever we focus on, it will amplify. The law of attraction, which a lot of people subscribe to law of attraction, but many people think it's only attracting the good things in your life. The law of attraction is always in process, and it's based on what we're putting our focus and our attention to. Whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. And so if you find yourself slipping into a negative mindset, what can you do to step into a more productive mindset? And it could be call a friend that can be a support to you. It could be that maybe you need a mentor. It could be that you need to write a gratitude list. Maybe you need to go out and do some exercise and get rid of some of that stinking thinking. It could be going and working in your garden, but it's shifting your energy and changing your state and having the willingness to do it, because some people, they really don't want to change their state. It's like they're very comfortable, even though it's not a real comfortable place to be. It's more comfortable than the unfamiliar. And I know for me, that was the truth for many years. It's like, well, I know what to expect day in and day out by being on the streets. I know what to expect. I don't know what to expect when I go and I have a real job and I have to show up every day and I have to be responsible. But little by little, you can change those behaviors.
Yeah, and you talk about that, the unfamiliar. We're so scared of the unfamiliar that we sometimes keep ourselves in a little box rather than stepping out, because that's, you know, going into that unfamiliar territory.
Right.
How am I going to do it? How am I going to be received? How am I going to, you know, worries of failure, even worries of success, but that we tend to shy away from that. And that's part of what you're talking about of hiding, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the bigger we play, the more we have, the more we risk. But I really think that the less we play and the smaller we play, we're risking even more. We're risking the fact that we won't be doing our life's work. And, you know, it does get at points where you're going along and you're doing what you're doing and you say, oh, my gosh, this is a lot of responsibility. And there is accountability that goes with that. But that's all part of the process.
Yes. And it is a process. And to allow yourself the mistakes and knowing you learn from, the, you know, and I want to point out to people, Kathleen's book is a very, it's a great book. She has all the steps of what it takes to build and to do online marketing. So no matter what your business is, there's so many tools in her book. And she has given away three books today that are signed. I want you to call 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819, and you, the first three people will get a signed copy of Kathleen's book. So this
Yay.
Is Chris. Yay! This is Chris Danish. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Kathleen Gage.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate. Change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Kathleen Gage, who's the author of Power Up for Profits. So, Kathleen, can you give your contact information, your website, where people can find your book? And also, I know you're speaking in places or you have online courses, anything you might have.
Absolutely. Actually, my website is powerupforprofits.com, and the website for the book is powerupforprofitsbook.com. I'm speaking in Salt Lake City on August 1st. Anybody can go to my website and find information on that. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter. But the best place to go is powerupforprofits.com.
And you're going to be in Seattle August?
August 27th, I'm going to be in Seattle and looking forward to that at the Flight Museum or Museum of Flight, and I hear that's a great location. And then in October, I'm going to be in Portland for a three-day conference. And actually right now, anybody who gets the book during a special launch campaign, we're giving them two tickets to the event in October.
Yes, that's great. I would love to be there, and I know I have another engagement. I can't make it, but I recommend people going. You will get so much information from Kathleen. She really delivers the material. So.
It's a game changer for sure, and I just have such a good time because the people are, they play full out. We just really get in and roll up our sleeves, learn a lot of great information, and have a good time and do some great networking. So.
Yes. So we've been talking about a lot of things, and I want to get into, internet marketing. It gets to be overwhelming to me. And it's constantly changing. And so sometimes it's just, people are kind of scared to get into it, or I learn as I go. But then as you get in it more, it's kind of like, oh, now there's this other new thing. And there's a lot of misunderstandings about what internet marketing is. So
right.
Maybe you can talk
right.
about that.
Absolutely. And, you are so correct. It's like things are always changing. I was talking with a good friend today, Denise Wakeman, who has been involved in the internet since about 1995, 96. And so we're going way back. And I've been involved for about 15 years. In the old days, we'll call them the old days, it was pretty simple. Email marketing was about it. And then you would find a few partners that you could help promote their stuff and they would help you promote. But now with everything that's available, you've got social media, you've got today I did two Google Hangouts, and that's a brand new way of marketing and getting your message out. But the thing that I always encourage people to do is don't try to do everything at once. Take just a small portion of what's available, learn it really well, and learn from people who have been there, done that, because unfortunately, there are people that are touting themselves as experts that really don't have a track record, and you want to make sure that who you're learning from has a track record, they know what they're talking about. And so do your research, because it's not hard to find out who the real deals are. But the thing that you want to avoid doing is getting into what I call the bright, shiny object syndrome, which you see something new come along. It's like, oh, I'll go try that. And then something else comes along. Oh, I'll go try that. So you're putting half effort into anything that you're doing. Rather, it's better to take three or four things that you're going to become really skilled at. For example, maybe it's submitting media releases to different locations online. It might be article marketing. It might be radio interviews like this, where you become very skilled at doing that, and it could be blogging. If you were going to take the combination of those four, you could do quite well in raising the visibility. And the mistake that many people make, they hear the words internet marketing, and they think they have to become the next internet marketing guru. That's not at all what is happening. What needs to happen is to find the resources that will help you to accomplish the end goal that you have in mind. So internet marketing really is a vehicle to help virtually anybody in any industry get their message out in a bigger way to their market. So again, it really goes back to, do you know your market? Do you know what you're an expert at? Have you positioned your expertise? And what tools are you using in order to get your message out to market?
Yes, and that reminds me, like, there's so many searches you can do. So if you go to Facebook, you can look for groups. So if you just put a topic in, like the topic that relates to your business, and you can do that in any of them.
LinkedIn, absolutely.
You know, and find groups to join and join in discussions or see what people are talking about. Then you see what people are interested in. So there's lots of ways to do it. And it's so time consuming. So you're right. You have to focus in on what things work for you. And you can hire virtual assistants to do some of this for you.
You just took the thought out of my head, because I was going to share that, where you don't have to do everything yourself. Because, for example, I just made an agreement with a show host down in Los Angeles to do a TV show in November. And I thought, okay, rather than just going down for a 15-minute segment, I need to take full advantage of traveling from Oregon down to L.A. And what I want to do is find other opportunities to speak, perhaps other shows that I can do a live interview on in person. And so I can't do that myself. I don't have the time. So what I'll do is find a virtual assistant who has the skill set to go out and find those opportunities and hire that person for a period of time for them to go out and secure that for me. Because one of the mistakes that I see a lot of solo entrepreneurs make is they try to do everything themselves. And you don't want to do that. You want to find a good support team that can help you to accomplish your goals. This week, as we've been doing my book launch, I've had probably at least 15 interviews. I've had at least 25 guest blogging opportunities and many other things that are going on. I had a VA who went out and helped me to find a lot of those opportunities. I gave her the format of, here's what I need, here's what I'd like you to do, now this is what I need you to do. And left to my own devices, and to try to do it all by myself, I could not have accomplished what she was able to help me accomplish.
And so finding a VA, I know, and people think, oh, it's going to cost so much money. And in reality, it doesn't have to, because you can do a time-limited thing. And you can also find people in, like, freelancer.com or these sites, and it doesn't necessarily have to be huge dollars per hour either.
And it really depends on the job that they're going to do, the skill set that they have. For example, I have one VA that he makes $7.50 an hour, and he's in the Philippines, and I use a service called 123 Employees. It works really well. I have to guarantee a certain number of hours a month, and I pay $600 a month to have him 20 hours a week. It works really well for me. Then I have another VA who's very specialized in shopping carts, Infusionsoft in particular. I pay her $70 an hour. And so there's a real distinction on the amount of money that you'll pay and what the skill level of the VA is. And then there's everything in between. But you can find some really good VAs for $15, $20 an hour, and you don't hire them full time. You hire them, you can hire them per job, I had one young woman who was doing graphics for me, and she did something like 20 graphics and charged me $120, which was really nothing compared to the amount of time she put into it. It was her bid, and I said, great, let's go with it. And she was very skilled at what she did. Another thing you might consider as you grow your business is hiring an employee. I have a colleague who, she has a seven-figure business, and she has a full-time assistant that she pays $35,000 a year to, and she bonuses her a lot. I mean, whenever they do a big launch, she'll make sure that she takes really good care of her assistant, but her base pay is $35,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is something that people out there looking for a career, being you can train to be a virtual assistant too. So it's something to look into and put yourself out there in these sites where people are looking for people, because we are all looking for, you know, there's always jobs to be done that, so that's, it's actually, and I even know places where they train you to be a good VA for authors or for particular things. So there is out there. So
Absolutely.
The other, so there's just so much to building a business. And it's just one thing of, if you could learn one thing, well, you got 20 seconds to say this. One thing to do on a daily basis, what would it be?
Roll up your sleeves and work. That's the one thing in 20 seconds or less. After the break, I'll tell you more.
Yeah. Okay. This is Chris Stainis of Voices of Women, and we'll return and talk more with Kathleen Gage.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, that was Lorraine Bayes singing our theme song for Women of Wisdom, and that's on our Women of Wisdom CD that you can get on our website, which is www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'm continuing our conversation with Kathleen Gage. She's the author of Power Up for Profits, The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing. And so we've been talking about a lot of things, but let's talk about, you know, it's about the investment of time that we put into projects and evaluating, because, you know, sometimes we can put so much effort into things and you don't even know if you get, what return are you getting? So What do you tell people about that?
I have them document how much time they spend on something and what they're actually getting in return. Great example. I had a coaching call with a client recently, and it was our first coaching call together, and she's a network marketer. And I said, well, tell me what you're doing to market your business. She goes, well, I go to all these networking meetings, and, you know, every day I'm going to two or three networking meetings. And I said, and how much does that cost you? And she goes, I don't know. And I said, you mean you haven't really sat down and looked at how much you're paying for each meeting, the amount of time away from your office, and the wear and tear on your vehicle, all of that? And she goes, no, I never have. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to calculate that. And then I want you to really get honest and determine how much business have you gotten from any of those networking meetings. She was shocked. She went ahead and did the process, and she said, I cannot believe how much time and money I've been wasting. She goes, I went mostly because it was a social environment. And I said, well, if you want to run your business like a business, you have to treat it differently. And so now what she's doing is she's really selective about the networking meeting she's going to, and now she's getting on the phone more, doing follow-up calls, and she's finding that that's actually starting to turn her business around. So it's really important for people to look at how they're spending their time. Is it a really good use of your time? Another example, I have a client that she was spending up to 3 days to write a 500-word article. And I'm like, are you serious? You're spending 3 days to write a 500-word article? Hire a ghostwriter. Give them the general ideas of what you want in the article. Hire a ghostwriter. For $25 to $50, you will have that done, and you're not spending 3 days writing an article that you could be actually out doing presentations in front of your clients. You could be doing teleseminars. You could be doing webinars. So it's really evaluating what you're doing in your business, and are you doing the right thing, and are you getting a good return on investment?
Oh, that's such a good example, you know, to spend 3-4 days. How often do we do that, where we just,
oh my god,
and not just spending the time, we're more probably spinning our wheels of what am I going to write about, how should I say this, you know, versus put down your 4 bullet points and send it off to somebody who knows how to write. And
absolutely,
and so what you're really talking about is, you do what you have, what you are most gifted in, what your expertise is in, and pay others to do the rest.
Yes.
It's going to push your business more.
It really is. And this is where some people get stuck as solo entrepreneurs. They, again, think they have to do it themselves, or they think they're saving money. I did that early on in my business, where I tried to do everything, and I was working 18 hours a day, and it just about killed me. So what you really want to do is you want to look at, where is your greatest return on investment for your time invested? For example, if I go out and do a presentation to 200 people, I know that's a good use of my time. One is, I get to meet 200 people and expose them to my information. I can sell books. I can sell some of my programs. We did an event with 50 people a few months ago, and we made $100,000. Good use of my time. If I, on the other hand, were to go out to networking meetings where my market's not there and just go and spend time there, bad use of my time. If I wasn't real strong at writing and I couldn't get articles done quickly, and I would spend 3 days writing an article, bad use of my time. So again, I always encourage people to get very honest about how you're utilizing your resources, and are you doing the best thing for the best interest of your business?
Yes, and another aspect that maybe we can tie this into it, I'm sure you can, intuition in running your business, because this is getting, you know, being aware of what your best usage and what your gifts are is tapping into your intuition.
Absolutely. You know, I actually had a situation about a year and a half ago where I was invited to speak at a conference, and that came as a result of saying yes to an opportunity to write a chapter for a book with a gentleman I had never even heard of, and he told me who some of the other people were, and my gut-level intuition was, this is going to be a good opportunity even beyond the book. I don't know what's going to open up, but it's going to be a great opportunity. Well, not only was I in the book, I got to speak on the platform. I picked up some new clients from the platform. I got to meet Janet Bray Atwood, who has become a friend of mine. She's somebody I've been wanting to meet for a long time. She and I, it was like we were soul sisters from another lifetime, and we hit it off. I met another woman who worked for the company that I now have a mentor from, and if I would not have been at that event, I would not have met that woman. We wouldn't have had the conversation, and I wouldn't have the mentor I have today. The mentor gave me some ideas for my event. I increased my revenues by nearly 100% as a result of that. And it just goes on and on and on. But it's saying yes when you really have that feeling that I need to say yes. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. It's like with the book that I wrote, Power Up for Profits, The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing. When I finally decided to write it, I thought, you know, I could write a book. It goes out to market. It's a book. But something tells me there's going to be some amazing opportunities that open up as a result of this book, and already I've seen that happen. But I had to be willing to discipline myself to sit down and write the book. And this book, every word in it has been written by me. I didn't have any ghostwriters, but it was a discipline. I would get up at 4:30 in the morning, spend a couple hours writing, and then go on a walk, and then come into my office. I still had to run my business while I was writing the book. So it's really looking at, what do you need to definitely say yes to that your gut is just saying, this is a yes.
Oh, that's so true. And being aware of, you know, which means being aware of your body, because that's your gut speaking, but also knowing when it's a no. Because sometimes we say yes too much, and you got to, so you have to know the difference. What's this nagging little thing? You know, you get that little nagging feeling like something's wrong here, and you don't pay attention to it. You get, you know, caught up in stuff you realize after you spend a lot of time, it's not working. So it works both ways, but really,
you know, it does. I had a situation a few years ago where a client hired me, and it was a $10,000 contract about probably 12, 15 years ago. And something was telling me, no, don't take it, don't take it. But, you know, $10,000, my business was a little slow at the time. I really needed the money, I thought. And it turned out to be the biggest nightmare of a client that I've ever had. And it ended up costing me money rather than making me money. It was a terrible situation. And something was telling me, say no. And initially, she was a great person. But as soon as we signed the contract and she gave me the deposit, all of a sudden it was a Jekyll and Hyde situation. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is a nightmare.
If only you had listened.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for being on the show today. Want to remind?
It has been delightful, Chris. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes, and check out her book, Power for Profit, The Smart Online's Guide to Online Marketing. And I tell you, there's a lot. It's packed full of information. So go to her website, www.powerupforprofits.com. I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Reflect this weekend how you can live your message, live with integrity, and have the courage to come out of the shadows into your power, because the world needs you. Remember, you can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about what's happening in Seattle. And we have our 22nd annual conference. It's February 13th to the 17th. We are still accepting applications to be a conference workshop presenter. And that deadline is August 1st. But just so you know, if it's tight, you can contact us. We do extensions to a certain point. And just click on the Conference 2014 link on our website at womanofwisdom.org. There's also a call for musicians and artists. If you're an artist, we're looking for art for our brochure cover. And our theme is The New Paradigm, Riding the Wave of Heart. And so if you're a musician or you're an artist, have some art that would be great for our cover, email us at wow@womanofwisdom.org. Well, this is Chris Stanis. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you'd like a book to inspire you, it has also the Divine Feminine from many different viewpoints of art and poetry and stories from women. You can also purchase that on our website. Next week, I interview Rasha, author of the new book, A Journey to Oneness. So this is Chris Stanis. I'm so glad you came on board with us today to Voices of Women, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time, the number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about transformationtalkradio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation.